Ladies and gentlemen, do me a favor, smash the television and burn the newspaper. That shit will never tell you that the president's a traitor. Believe what you want, but my evidence is greater. What you know about the Bilderberg and New World Order? What you know about the real fluoride in your water? What you know about the bleeding uranium in the mortar? What you know about AIPAC controlling the reporter? What's wrong with the world? People kill people that other people command. Middle East is a modern day attack on a native land. Project eugenics, land on the common man.
American Freedom Radio. com. That song is by Genocide. You can get his album Classified Intelligence at genocide-rap.com. A little bit of a plug for him. And also a quick plug for myself. I've moved into a new studio, so now if you want to be interviewed by me, you can actually come into the studio and be live here with me and such on the webcam. Wouldn't that be choice? So that's an option. So if you're a New Zealand activist or even somebody who happens to be in New Zealand, this is now an option. And that's all because of you, the listeners, donating in order to help with the moving costs. Unfortunately, because rent is like an extra $100 a week, it means that I'm basically going to have to ask desperately, no kidding, if people can subscribe for $5 a month or $40 a month or $100 a month. Anything like that would help out really, really significantly because, well, basically, I don't know how to make money. It's really hard to find out how to make money out of telling the truth. Whereas back in the days when I was a salesman, I got told what to say and got paid to say it. This is a different game altogether. So I need your support, ladies and gentlemen. If you can donate or recurring donate, there is both a donate button and a subscribe button if you want to do recurring, and there is also the bank account for Guerrilla Media there on the homepage of the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. We really, really need your support and of course greatly appreciate it when we do get it. And if you can't, I've had a lot of people apologize for not being able to help me, mate, take care of yourself first, okay? Don't burden yourself trying to support somebody else just because you want to support them. Only do it if you can. And if you can't, you might know somebody who can. Okay? Pass the buck. Put your feeder tentacles out there. Don't put too much pressure on yourself. Okay? You didn't force yourself into this radio show or anything like that, so you don't have the same obligations as I do. So don't beat yourself up about it. All right? It's my fault, really. My very special guest, Jack Ellis, apologise for the self-plugging. Apparently, a lot of people don't like it when hosts do that on their shows. But, yeah. Website and your book so people can visit it and buy it?
Well, sure. Thank you for that. My most recent book is entitled Prophecy, Challenge, and Blessing, Visions of 2012 and the Shift. My most recent DVD is entitled 2012 and the Shift, The Power of Ceremony. And you can purchase these, and I have two other books, and I have another DVD, and you can get those. You can purchase those at my website, www.jackallis.com. My last name is spelled A-L-L-I-S, so that's jackallis.com. I've got a lot of other goodies on my website, too. I've got a lot of videos, a lot of audios, interviews like this one, links to interviews like this one, audios, videos, and I would also like to very strongly encourage people to subscribe to my email list, simply because it's such a great way for me to stay in touch, and I send out a monthly newsletter, which is kind of just keeping people informed about what's happening in this area of 2012 and the shift, in this area of all these transformative energies and these transformations that our world is in the process of experiencing right now. And plus, that's such a wonderful way for me to keep in touch with people. So, and that's, Vinny, that's how I learn. You know, I don't read newspapers anymore. I don't watch television. I think the last time I watched the news on television was probably 9/11. You know, I was so fascinated by what they were doing that I couldn't take my eyes off it on that particular day. And I knew what was going on at that time. I had already, awakened myself, and so I could see through it, as it was happening. And that's how I learn about things. I learn about things by subscribing to people's newsletters and I learn about things by, getting into my inbox every day and just, seeing what people are doing and reading the newsletters people are sending out and those sorts of things. So it's a good way for me to stay connected with people, and it's a good way for other people to stay informed about what's going on in the world. So I'd like to invite people to do that. And thank you for the opportunity.
That's good there. And as well, I mean, I've done similar stuff. Like basically, if you want to do what you want to do, you've got to figure out what you don't want to do and cut it out of your daily life, kind of thing. Like, for instance, I want to interview authors and I don't want to read their books. So instead of you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah. You know? I don't read articles on the internet anymore. I actually just send an email to the author and ask them to come on and have a chat about it, that kind of thing. So in essence, I've cut myself off at the knees in many ways, but I'm standing on the shoulders of giants and so many others.
Well, you're getting the job done, and you're saving time reading all those books too. Some of those books probably really really suck, you know. Not mine.
Well, apparently. Well, there's a trick my producer told me, and I haven't taken him up on it yet, but if you're interviewing somebody who's an author, you read the first chapter and the last chapter.
That'll work. Or how about just read the, read if they've got a, like a synopsis of their book, you know, on the back cover or on the inside back cover. Just read that, you know.
Yeah. Or what I've done, actually, I've done something even naughtier. I get my missus to read the books that my interviewer sent me.
I once learned a wonderful trick in college. I was a very slow learner, a very slow reader, and I had some. And once somebody once said, there's no way you can get through college reading this slowly. You have to learn how to either read faster, or you have to learn how to, somehow how to pass those tests. And somebody told me once, when you're reading a book, particularly like a text type book, you just read all you read are chapter headings, subtitles. You read the first sentence of every paragraph and the last sentence of every paragraph, and if there's any summaries, read those. Skip all the rest, and that's what I did basically for 4 years of college, and I was basically an A student. So, a lot of people
waste a lot of time with
a lot of words that they don't need to be, that they don't need to be reading. One of the things that I pride myself on in the books that I write is that I pride myself on not wasting people's time with a lot of extraneous words. I think it's very important for us to express ourselves, concisely, clearly, in a conceptually clear way, and simply. Anytime you're talking to somebody who's a so-called authority or a master or whatever they call themselves, and if they're making their topic, excessively complicated or confusing or what the hell is he talking about, that's not a good way to present your message. I think any good teacher, any good person that's wise in any particular area. Usually is somebody who, you hear them speak and you go, wow, he it's so simple. He's making it sound so simple. I never realized that, that it was that way. Those are the kinds of people that I want to listen to, and those are the kinds of people I want to read, not somebody who's going to, clutter everything up with a lot of stuff that, doesn't need to be there.
It reminds me of a time I was sitting in my mate's room, and his friend was looking over these long kind of law philosophical journals. You know how when you go to university, you get those big printout booklets that cost you like $10 or whatever, and full of all this this language that you can't understand. It's just pages and pages and pages and pages of BS, right? Mm-hmm. And I said to her, look, the reason why I left university partly is because it was all convoluted. Okay, and it's my contention then, as it still is now, that the point of higher education is to fog your mind with bollocks so that you can't actually think, even if you wanted to.
I have a theory about that also. I believe that a lot of the reasons things are so cloudy and things are so confusing, it's a way that those particular people have, whether they be lawyers, whether they be doctors. It's a way that they have of monopolizing that information. Because, if everybody understood it, then you wouldn't have to spend, $500 an hour to go to a lawyer. If everybody understood it, you wouldn't have to spend, however much money you spend to go to a doctor. If they make it so confusing, that you need them to explain it to you, then basically they're monopolizing the information, and they're making a lot of money doing it. So,
not entirely dissimilar from the Vatican.
You know?
It sounds a lot like the methodology of the Vatican and reading, writing Bibles only in Latin, so only the priests could understand what was going on there.
There you go, and I think the Vatican probably is a player in all of this, as well as the lawyers and the doctors. Sure, I'll go along with that.
And we all play our parts, right? And what I found is when you're trying to figure out what you want to do with your life, what you're really trying to do is figure out your part in the grand design, the grand scheme. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I don't know how to determine that. I mean, I fell into a thing that was kind of natural for me, and things were given to me that led me down this path. You know, the radio show was given to me, blah, 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 blah. But I think it was ultimately my work experience that forced me out of the workforce, basically. I was real top salesman, blah, 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 you know, register Eskimo type guy, making the money. But whenever I wanted to get higher up in the organization, whenever I wanted to start making decisions for myself, whenever I wanted to start doing the right thing by the customer instead of just the right thing by the company, as soon as I started going outside the list of parameters I was supposed to follow, even though it would have improved the company, even though it would have improved the people working there, I got fired every time, you know. And that's the system in and of itself. I figured that, oh, my God. That's not just one job that was like that. That happened to me thrice in a row. So it is not just these places where we go and these things that we do that can signify how screwed up the world is. The reality is you can look in any direction. And when you try to find your place in it, what you're really looking for is a way out. You know? You don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to work for a scumbag boss anymore. I don't want to be forced to tell people things that aren't true just in order to collect a paycheck. Frack that, okay? Do you think we're ever going to evolve out of any type of scenario that humanity's already gone through over and over and over again? False flag terrorism, vaccines, corporate scumbaggery, the whole chain of events. It's all stayed that way because very few people have been looking for an out of the system. And so by natural, I think by natural events or grace of God or whatever you want to call it, I've found out the ultimate out, and that's to get the scripture. We'll be right back after the break with Jack.